Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Come on over to Byron Bay. I'm working on it, guys. I'm doing a lot of workshopping. I'm saying it out loud to myself. I try to always be professional with my cadence and accents, and I'm trying my best.
Yeah, you're doing a better job. You always improve. That's the thing about you.
I'm a slow burner.
You're a real do better, mm-hmm. And you do better.
I was rightfully told by an Aussie listener that my accent, unfortunately, Carrie, I'm not trying to be mean, but your accent is dismal. So I was like, oh, abysmal. So, you know what? I heard you. I honor you, and I'm doing better.
I'm taking time to process.
I'm doing the writer.
And think about how I can do better from here on out.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but your accent's pretty abysmal.
I'm sorry to say this, but your accent is actually abysmal.
Thank you for the warm response we've gotten now that we are doing Byron Bay's. People seem to be really excited.
People are excited. I pray that this goes viral in Australia. I'm living in a place of delusion where, like, Australia is going to outpace the US as, like, the numero uno continent where Sex Unique podcast thrives.
Yeah.
Let's
do it.
Go global.
Why not? We can take Qantas.
We can take Qantas jets down to Australia.
I want to sit in business class.
Go to Byron Bay in the Gold Coast.
I want to sit in business class in Qantas.
Also, Australia is opening up now, like, very soon to visitors.
It's a long way.
It is a long flight.
What is it, 20 hours?
15. Oof. I've been twice.
Twice you've been?
Yeah.
When?
And sat not in bed.
Woo!
It was a long way.
Were your gams crunched?
Actually, no. I think I was in like a pretty good leg room seat one time, like an exit row or like a just more space.
Did
and then one time I was crunched.
Did you sit in business class ever?
No, not on a long haul flight. I've never sat business on like a long haul flight like that. The only time I've sat business was flying from LA to Boston for our tour. And after that, it's hard to go back.
The best, yeah.
But now with gas prices, every flight is like so fucking expensive.
Really?
Yeah. Like you're really only going to go business if you're like a millionaire.
Fuck.
I was looking at flights to New Orleans and it was like $684.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding. Fuck, it's the gas.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, luckily my engine's a hybrid.
You've got a hybrid vehicle?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ford Fusion. I've switched out the Honda Element.
RIP to the Element.
RIP to that queen. But
every time I see a Honda Element, I think of you.
Yeah. It's not gone. It's not gone forever. It's just changed locales. But I can get a lot of bang for my buck. Like my engine stays true.
That's major.
But I filled it up the other day and it was pretty pricey.
How much was it?
It's almost 70.
I filled mine and it was 64. Oof. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And I'm not a hybrid.
Yeah. I mean, what it's forcing me is like, I just have to like, I'm just going to walk more and I'm really trying to limit like how far I go with my car. Thankfully I'm in a place where I don't need to like drive that many places right now. So like I can cut back on the mileage, but I'm trying to like keep it within like a 5 mile radius because it's hard. It's gonna get worse too.
Yeah, I think I had a friend that said it was gonna go up past 10.
That's
actually crazy.
That's like cataclysmic, and like I worry that there will be like unrest over that because that's like that not everyone can like I can barely afford that.
How do you steal gas? Asking for a friend.
I think you like what do they do in the movies? They like. Stick it into a car and go like...
Oh, you suck it and siphon it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that seems...
I'm just like going to suck
untasty.
That. Untasty. Deep throat. I swallow gasoline. I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's going to start happening. People are going to start like...
Yeah.
Breaking into cars or like at night, like just...
Siphoning gas out of people's cars.
It's crazy. I mean, how long...
Now's the time to get a Tesla.
Now's the time to get some sort of Tesla or hybrid car, as they do in Byron Bays.
I need They've a hybrid.
It's nice to drive. I think
I don't have to drive really ever. Like, I drive to go.
Yeah, you errands.
I fill up maybe, like, every 2 weeks.
Yeah, had a full-time job.
Oh, if there was a commute.
Yeah.
Forget it.
But LA, you need a car. So it's going to hit. I think it's going to feel worse in, like, a city like LA.
Because where gas is already like crazy.
California gas is crazy, but also like everyone fucking drives. You need a car.
Are Ubers now more expensive because of the gas?
Everything is.
Ugh, everything really is, honestly.
Also, there's a food shortage coming, apparently.
Oh, there's going to be like, I was listening to some podcast that was like, we're about to like enter like a 5-year famine because of this war.
Send it to me.
Okay, well.
So I can.
It's called Hidden Forces.
I mean, Biden was pretty much like, yeah, there's going to be a food shortage.
Great. Well, okay. Can I say one thing? Inflation hit me in my Amazon cart where it really hurt. where a 6-pack of or a 12-pack of Diet Coke minis went from $9 to $12.
Oh my God.
I said, it's real. Inflation is real.
Inflation's real over here, mate.
Oh my God, inflation is real after all.
After all this time, I'm finally a believer in inflation. It hit me where it hurts, girls.
Right, in the Diet Coke minis.
Right, inflation's real. It hit me where it hurts. Right in the gammas.
Really from ground zero of inflation. Yeah. I guess I said, it's happened.
It's happened, folks. It's hit me right in the... What do they call the balls?
Right in the kisser. Right in the groin.
What do they call balls in England?
Right in the nutsack.
The jewels.
Right in the jewels.
Right in the family jewels.
I couldn't believe... Every time I see truly inflation on, like, the dumbest shit that I care about, I'm like, they were right. The economists were right.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
I take to my ledger and I write down the increase.
Find out what that... Romanian psychic has to say.
Ovidu. Yeah. I'm now gonna get linked. I'm linking with another psychic because I need to get a yearly reading. But okay, so well, Ovidu said no World War III, but then I asked my friend who has like connections to like a Indian numerologist, and he says definitely World War III.
You know, we met an amazing woman in Seattle named Cherub, who is a, shout out to Cherub if you're listening. She's a bonafide
witch.
Wiccan, she's a witch. Practices witchcraft. She's a psychic. She does readings. So, like, get in touch with her. She seems incredible. And we both felt like
she was our Trenta girl in Seattle.
Yeah, we crowned her Trenta girl. And Strega. But we both kind of felt like, she had the vibe. She just gave off really good energy.
We're in the presence of one of the greats.
But she was also saying she was having.
She's saying World War III.
A premonition of war. And I believe Cherub.
I believe Cherub. I just like to know what all the psychics are saying and not what actual people that would factually know. That society would accept as fact is what I say in the metaphysical world.
I think there's probably a 50-50 chance.
I think with anything, that's a great assessment. You're like, I think it could either happen or it couldn't. I'm 100% with you.
If you think about it, it actually makes sense what I'm saying. Absolutely. It's like this could World War III could happen.
Things could happen,
and it might not happen.
Or they also couldn't.
And so that's where I stand. That's where I draw my line.
I love that.
I draw my line in the sand 50-50.
I think it maybe could, and it also maybe couldn't.
And I would tell you, girlfriend, you are so on.
Girlfriend, you are on.
Marianne.
What does Marianne Williams have to say? I think she's sad.
She's just
devastated.
She's just tweeting about hummingbirds.
Fair enough. So, hummingbirds are around too. I've been seeing them.
We have hummingbirds come up to our balcony.
Oh, that's high.
There's a woman, our neighbor has like a bird feeder whole village happening. So we see them come up and they fly in my face. But sometimes they're like glowing in the magic hour. They're kind of bug-like.
They are.
They're insect-like.
They're like those like scarab beetles mm-hmm. that come around in like July, yeah. which are actually used to terrify, cicadas? But they're very good. Not cicadas.
Scarabs?
You know that? Don't you ever see those yes. big beetles with the shimmery wing?
Yes.
And they're very terrifying because they're like, brrr, and they always are kind of lazily flying a little too close for comfort.
Yeah, they have like.
Do not touch. But I appreciate you. You do you and let me do me. Yeah. But they seem to really want to do you. But they're actually incredibly good luck.
Yeah, they have like teal, shimmering teal seafoam green.
So I will run away from them and flip out if they get anywhere near me. And neighbors have like seen me do that.
They are dragons. Speaking of dragons, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast. The bays of our lives. Dragon energy abounds.
So we come up on Gay Alex, the influencer talent manager to the stars. He's ready to take down Jade. I'm like, leave him alone.
Yeah.
If he wants to.
You're just a jealous hater.
So Alex, which is like, it's probably true. He thinks Jade's follower count is bullshit and full of fake followers, and he says a lot of people do this and they're messing up the system for my talent who actually work hard to build their brands the
Sarah,
honest way.
Yeah, his star client Sarah is in the stew and working on her music, which is
terrible.
Alex goes, he drives out to the country to see her. The studio is literally in the outback. I was like, this is Wake and Fright vibes. I thought he was like, oh my God, there's a cow. And I thought he was going to say kangaroo.
No, it's like walkabout vibes.
It's true walkabout energy. Side note.
What?
We should get a ripped kangaroo's third mic on the pod for an episode.
Side note, don't love Sarah.
No. I don't like her music.
I don't like her energy.
Her energy's, it's classic Gold Coast trash.
Not even that. She's just like, I'm like, get away from me.
Yeah. She's like a witch.
She wishes.
I know, but like, she's
boring.
Like.
Alex goes, when he's about Jade's followers, he goes, sorry, doll. I gotta call you out on this.
If it's all bullshit, sorry, doll. He's going to see Sarah. He goes, I really want to tap into that brand, Sarah's brand.
Yeah. Also vague again. What are you talking about?
Because Louis Vuitton doesn't buy itself.
All typical. Right. This is just.
You shouldn't be buying that. You should really be like scouting better talent.
Yeah. This also just like, it just, it's so
sound bitey.
Yeah. The jargon, the sound, the social media, it's just, it's the same in every continent. Just go to sort of, you know, really accrue and sort of augment followership and just sort of, it's like all these like buzzwords. I don't know what the fuck they're even talking about.
Engagement.
Gotta get the engagement up a lot. We see Nathan chopping little onions. He's preparing salmon with L.
Alex is really glad that Sarah's gonna go out with Nathan because it'll get her followers up. And he's basically like sex trafficking her to Nathan.
Yeah. He loves Nathan.
He is obsessed with Nathan.
I think Sarah is his bodily proxy to Nathan.
Yeah.
Maybe he being John Malkovich's Sarah.
He probably does.
When she's
Think she's more of like an alien whose like consciousness you can tap into at any time. Like, or you could just plug into her consciousness and then you're in her body.
Or she's like a Stepford.
She's Stepford vibes.
Yeah.
Elle's flirting with Nathan is chaotic.
Okay, it's 10 in the morning and they're cooking salmon. And they're
hugging each other and snapping each other with a towel like two little locker room boys.
And then all of a sudden, Elle's boyfriend, Stav, walks in.
I wrote, whoomst?
I wrote, literally shocking. So Stav is her long-distance boyfriend who comes in every 2 weeks. He's cute. He's tiny.
He's a tiny boyfriend. He's a pocket boyfriend.
He gives me cuck vibes.
Yeah. He goes, I had a smack down here. What's going on? And she's basically like,
I want to fuck
Nathan's
him.
Been pounding me in the ass in the kitchen. Want to watch?
Nathan's kind of like, he goes, Elle's sort of in love with me and sort of flirts with me. And it's a little awkward when her boyfriend comes in.
Do you think she'd tone it down?
But she makes it even worse.
She likes to cuck Stav.
This dynamic is so weird because I really feel like Nathan is gay.
Yeah, I kind of think so too. And I'm also like, you don't live with two hot people, don't just platonically live together.
No, unless
they're fucking.
Or unless they're.
Unless one of them is gay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's weird. They moved in 6 months prior.
They've lived together for 6 months now.
Also, that house. How do they afford that? Are they renting it?
Probably.
No, I mean, like, is the show renting it for them?
Maybe. It seems very, like, undecorated. Or, like, so just, like, whatever decorated that it could just be a furnished rental.
There's some kind of E2 Mama Tambien thing brewing.
Maybe Nathan and Stav are fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elle is just kind of the link that like gets them horned up for each other.
Yeah.
She's their beard. Their mutual beard. She terrifies me though.
She's really freaky.
She is an alien from another planet.
She's not about Nathan going on a date with Sarah. She goes, I just don't think she's good enough for you, Nate.
She goes, so yeah, do you want to go on a date with her?
She goes, I don't know. The Gold Coast is all about fake boobs, fake lips. And I'm looking at her lips and I'm like, lips with a Z. Miss?
Lips love to come for other lips.
What about your? I wrote Miss Lips.
Whenever you're in a place of lips, you're always noticing the lips of others.
Yeah, so are you trying to go on a date with her?
So yeah, do you want to go on a date with her?
With her?
Lips has her eyes on lips.
All eyes on Sarah and Elle.
I would love to get Euphoria lips down in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
I think she could really mix things up and she has a bit of surfer girl energy, so she could go out with Elias and Nathan.
I don't know what her energy is, honestly. I don't think it's surfer girl. I feel like it's like
lips, Euphoria lips.
She's just like she goes, I'm a food, what does she say? I'm a chef.
Elle.
Yeah, isn't she like a chef? She's raw.
She's a wellness
coach.
Influencer.
Okay.
I made you a ceremonial cacao. Jade
Jess
comes to see Jess at the Bell headquarters. A Johansson.
Her first catwalk. She keeps saying, it's my first catwalk. Her first fashion line fashion show is set to debut in just a few days.
Jade goes, Jade. I'm Australia's number one most followed male influencer. And he goes, indolence is at the end of the day, we all just want acceptance. And I was like, I think you are accepted. You have a million followers, so people have officially accepted you.
Yeah, he comes in with two outfit choices for the show, and he's all nervous, like sweaty. And Jess goes,
I'm right stressing about what to wear to your show.
And when she sees him, she goes, ha ha, look at you with your clothes. I'm like, cold.
She puts him in a puffy jacket.
She goes, yeah, so it's, I was like, he's like, so what's the vibe? And in my head, I'm like, it's probably like creams.
Cream.
And she goes, yeah, it's sort of a lot of creams. And he's like, oh, I was like, okay.
Creams and neutrals?
He goes, babe, I don't know what to wear to the Johansson show. She's a creamsicle.
She is a creamsicle. And she goes, here, try this. And puts him in a cream puffered coat. And he goes, I love this. I love it. He goes, babe, I need to pay you for this. And she goes, no, it's a gift. And he goes, I'll smash it on my socials then.
She's like, good, do it.
Yeah. She goes, every time Jade hits his socials, they blow up. We're going to sell out of this coat. I was like, fucking hell yeah.
Jess,
by the end of this show, though, I wanted to buy a Johansson dress.
Wow.
I looked, but really,
it's
the dress that I want is the one that Saskia was wearing, I think.
Yeah, the clothes just were like giant shirts.
It was a lot of giant shirt vibes. And then, like, it's really Jacquemus, Bella Hadid. I love his work. Mm-hmm. What did she say? Pride. It's held together by the tiniest strings.
There's one that's literally like, it looks like a toga party. There's one that's literally
I like that.
I know, but
it's curled. It's that's toga
like
vibes.
When I used to make like towel dresses for myself, mm-hmm. I would like, it literally looked like she made it that morning.
I know it. And I was like, I can't pay $265
for something I could do.
Dollars for something that Carrie could make me.
Honey, I'll make you a fucking
Carrie Johansson
off-the-shoulder towel dress with a twist wrap strap.
Please fashion me in one of your O'Donnell originals.
It's a Carrie original. It's a Eugene O'Donnell original.
It's a Eugene original. I'll smash it on my socials.
Jess has a giant candle on her desk that I wanted.
Yeah, I like that. And Jade reveals that Hannah invited her to the Crystal Castles.
Jess is like, yeah, you should go hang with her. She's loads of fun. She's heaps of fun.
Heaps of fun. Definitely go. Don't judge Hannah based off of May.
Just don't piss her off.
Don't get on a bad side.
Jess, by the way, is the MC in Cabaret with his little stash. His stash is... It's
you mean...
The MC, like the Alan Cumming character.
You mean Jade. You said Jess. I was like, she has a stash.
Sorry, Jade.
I was literally picturing Jess with a top hat and a mustache.
No, Jade is.
I'm also just like, Jade is so young.
He's like...
But an old soul.
Literally 19.
But also looks...
60.
What? Like, I think he just has... There's like a filler heaviness that's happening.
And I'm saying this as someone who's always looked old. Me. I've always looked a little...
I'm saying this as someone who is now old in the world of Byron Bay. Like...
Oh, we're elderlies in the Byron Bay laws.
But I also... Saying this also as someone that's like been following... There's a new movement, I think, in plastic surgery and like... facial enhancements that's trying to encourage people, younger people, away from filler and move them into just getting surgeries. And they
just like facial reconstructive surgery.
Just like, if you're gonna spend the money on filler, you might as well just get like a upper bleph or something. Like they're like, if you're gonna spend the money here, you're better served to just get surgery. I think it's just all to make money for these people at the end of the day. But they keep using this like really awful terminology that scares me as a user of fillers. It's like filler fatigue, like where your face just starts to get like
rejecting
so,
it.
Not rejecting it, but it's actually instead of making your face more like voluminous and youthful, it creates like a heaviness to your face that you can tell in some people when they've had that, where their face just looks like heavy, but not like...
It's like gravity.
Not old, saggy, heavy,
no.
But like you've had a lot of fillers and it's dragging your face down heavy.
Yeah, it's like moon face.
It's just another scary thing to think about.
Cool fact, A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
I mean, yeah, we might as well just get a full Bella Hadid like facial.
That's what the girls are doing now.
I think I'm all about that.
I mean, they're basically like, instead of getting filler, just get a cheek implant or like chin implants.
Or buccal.
Get your buccal fat removed.
Buccal. Lauren Buccal.
Buccal fat removal, also, I didn't realize. I followed some popular plastic surgeon on Insta, Sheila Nazarian.
Oh, I've seen her.
Yeah. The model surgeon, and she does buccal fat removal while you're awake, and it's a procedure that takes 30 minutes or less, where they just slit open your cheeks, pull out the fat, and stitch it back up, and you're ready to go.
Nice.
Nice.
Apparently Elias was on Love Island.
I remember this now. I remember him. It was like first season,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's no stranger to reality TV.
Have you gotten into Love Island ever?
No.
I can't get into it.
I tried one and it was like, there was one girl who just never kept getting not picked and it really darked me out. So I had to turn it off.
Yeah, it's also like I can't commit to like 48 episodes.
We've been watching Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, I hear that that's really good.
We're watching season two with Kato Kat, Caitlin and Tom Green and Tamar Bax. Braxton.
That's Mage.
Candy Burris.
Wow.
And Julie Chen Moonves is a bot.
Wow.
She's still on. Still trucking away.
Wow.
She kept her little job.
I wonder, you need to watch the New York David Guest season.
Oh, when David died.
David's dead. The sisters Braxton are all serving.
But she is.
They had their own reality show for a while.
Elias is at the gym with his bro, Simba.
Okay, Simba is so hot.
Yeah, Simba's, I think, the hottest guy on the show.
Something changed where I was like...
Carnal.
It's a carnal attraction to Simba.
I want
despite
him...
Despite his best efforts to repel.
With his horrific style and
with
hair.
His awful personal style and his mullet.
He's
I'm
Tiger King.
Still down to fuck.
He has Tiger King style.
Not even as sexy.
When they box, I was turned on.
Elias is so hot. I wrote, I love Simba. These holistic and sparring vibes make me horny.
Yeah. Simba's like, yeah, right. I'm not really part of the same world Elias is in with modeling and all that. I'm more of a healing type of person.
Heal me, daddy.
I'm like, heal my hole.
Elias is still, he tells Simba like about his Sarah. Connection with Sarah, and he's
Master of None.
Still reeling about the Master of None connection that I was actually crying with laughter when he said that.
Well, it's not that.
It's just crazy. Like, she said Master of None and I showed her. And that made such an impression on him.
He's like, we're soulmates.
For months, I believe him to, like, he woke up out of like a slumber and was like, Master of None.
Honestly, when people that hot are like, find a deepness or what they perceive as deepness, they can't get over it.
But that's like saying, that's like...
No, but Lara, it's not what we... It's like that level of just like living in like another reality.
Where just the most blanket statements are somehow hold yeah. the most meaning.
One of the most common statements like of our time.
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. Like that is such a common... And he's like, whoa.
That's like if you said kill two birds with one stone. He'd be like, one stone? Kill two birds with one stone.
And he takes out a stone that was in his pocket and he goes, it's my lucky rock.
He goes, look, there are stones all around us on the ground.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy.
That's what happens when you live in a place like this for too long.
When
your brain.
You're so hot and you live in the most beautiful place in all of the world, everything becomes like enriched with the deepest meaning humanly possible.
When you're just so fucking hot and all you do is just be barely scantily clad all day.
I want to go into just like hot Byron lobotomy mode where I'm impressed by Master of None.
He's like, yeah, I reckon it's sort of a, we have sort of a connection going on. And Simba's like, oh, you should really, he's like, mate, you should really explore that.
He goes, yeah, Sarah's a deep thinker, so I hope she'll be at the Johansson event. I was like, guess she will. You're on a show or centered around you all being at the same events.
Okay, Nathan, the picnic he sets up for Sarah.
The picnic.
He told Sarah she's going to show her around Byron, but it's really, he's just bringing her to a place that looks like there's lots of greenhead flies. And he's
bringing her to the middle of nowhere for a serial killer date.
But he's like, I really like to curate an experience for someone. And I'm like, okay. And
this is a gay picnic, but I'm also, it made me fall in love with Nathan.
Yeah, kind of, it endeared him to me. But he has cut little vegan, like he's gone above and beyond for this girl. Which
his
I'm
blanket
like,
was really nice.
I'm like, does she deserve it? Mm-hmm. He brings a dog.
I know.
He has everything's cut up in a nice little Tupperware.
He goes, I got vegan treats because I know you're vegan.
And she goes, oh my God. Wow.
And they talk about whatever. And then she goes, so I have a question that I have to ask you. And he goes, shoot. She goes, I brought my ukulele and I want to play it if you can film me. And he goes, sure, sure. And then she basically just turns him into like her assistant.
Yeah.
And makes him film her singing her little ukulele song.
That's when I knew.
But I know. I was like, you're not, sick and right. wrong for this.
Like, how dare you?
You're Master of None.
I will say.
She's looking for an Instagram boyfriend.
In this moment, I was like, okay, Nathan is straight.
I know. But then I was also like, he's also gay.
Yeah, he might be.
He's bi.
Yeah. But
he goes, I think I fell in love.
He's like, okay, so she plays this song and she's like, will you
stop. I hate when you do that voice.
Won't you say do, 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 do. And he's filming her and it's like,
he's swaying back and forth also. So I was like, this is a bad video because I would be like, don't move, Kai.
I'm like, wait, so he just prepared this like delicious, sweet little thing, and like you're
reducing
him.
You're gonna hijack it with your ukulele
to an Instagram boyfriend. Will you film me?
Also, like you can't turn Nathan into an Instagram boyfriend
he's
because he's also a star. So when you're one of those two, you need a less star. You need the supporting character. And if you both want to be main characters, it's not going to work out because every main character needs their supporting character to film them.
Well, whatever she did at work, because he's like, I think I'm in love with you. And he also goes,
I wanted to kiss you.
He goes, I'm seriously like the least confident guy you've ever met. And I'm like, why are you telling her this?
Also, I don't think that's true.
No, but I'm also like, Sarah goes, really? I would have never guessed.
He goes, I feel honored and blessed that you showed me your ukulele playing. Let me film it. I want to kiss you.
If someone takes a ukulele out, you need to run the other way.
You need to take it and beat them to death with it. And then go on the lam.
You need to stop. We need to stop white people playing ukuleles.
Yeah. The only person that should play a ukulele is that Hawaiian guy that sang the Somewhere Over the Rainbow song.
And maybe Zooey Deschanel.
And maybe Ryan Gosling and Blue Valentine. But even that's stepping a little too far. Sarah does not like Nathan.
No.
She's like, aw.
She's friend-zoned him.
When you go, aw, and a guy like, tells you that he wants to kiss you after he made you a picnic and filmed you playing your ukulele, if your instinct is not to slob on his knob, you're not into him.
She's like, this gay.
She also likes Elias better. Yeah, she liked Elias. Him from the jump. And they would look better together.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so we come up on Hannah in deep meditation at like some kind of Huntington Gardens looking grounds.
And a geode. She goes.
And all of a sudden Jade comes barreling up and he sits down and she sits down next to her and he goes, hey, hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
She doesn't acknowledge him.
She doesn't even
register
his existence for like 30 seconds. And then he just sits and puts his sunglasses on and stares ahead. And then like 30 seconds later, she goes, I feel someone's energy next to me.
Okay, and then she sees him. Here's my theory, is that Jade didn't remember making these plans, or Hannah didn't remember making these plans with Jade, and nor does she remember what he looks like, because her energy when she's with him is very like, oh yeah, you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think she's just like in like a either drug haze or coming down haze, was like, let's meet. Or like she was rolling and texted him like, I loved your gift.
I want a bottle episode of like what Hannah does when she's not being like spiritual. Because I think she's a fully depraved drug addict.
Oh, I do too. But do you know what I mean? She had kind of like a...
She's a sex pissed.
She didn't... she's a real sex pissed down the beach.
She's a sex pissed and a meth addict, a P&P addict.
I feel like there's a lot... I feel like a lot of like true crime they've talked about in Australia, sex pissed.
Yeah. Everyone in Australia is a sex pissed.
But she... The way she registered Jade was she didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was kind of rolling with it. I don't think she remembered making these plans with him.
Maybe Jade's little mustache grew... in between when they saw each other, so she was thrown by that.
She makes him sit inside a giant geode, and he goes, what is this? And she goes, if there's a literal definition of a vibe, it's this. This is a vibe.
As they're sitting in front of those two huge things, he goes, what is this? And she goes, so it's an amethyst, right? It's like a geode. And he goes, what's a geode? And she goes, it's like... each one is a half, and if you put it together, they match exactly, which is not what a geode is, but like, go off. And she goes, oh my God, a dragon egg. Do you feel the vibes? This is literally the definition of vibes. And Jade goes, honestly, no.
And he goes, what do you mean dragon egg? She's like, well, you know, they find dragon bones all over. And he goes, dragon bones? And she goes, yeah, there's heaps of them in Australia.
They're always finding dragon bones. She's in a world. She's Dragon Ball Z.
I don't think she even means dinosaurs. I think she means.
She thinks that Game of Thrones is a documentary.
This is when I'm like, she's woman that I met at the Abbey who asked me if I had Tina.
And then did your.
Numerology, but.
Did your. What is it? It wasn't numerology. It was.
My math thing.
Yeah, the mapping or whatever.
And she. I saw her typing in something, and instead of 80, she wrote 8,000. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. That was Hannah. Just like a very like wealthy looking woman asking me for Tina.
Yeah. Hannah parties hard, and I want a glimpse into that world.
Yeah.
Because I think that's an important element.
She's really into Jade.
It's a vibe.
She's like, what? We're sort of vibing on this higher vibration, and I'm really into it. And Jade is not so much into Hannah.
No, Jade, he goes, if I had to choose, I'm really team Jess. He's team Jess and Lauren. He's team whoever will give him free clothes.
He does blow up Jess's spot a little, though, and says that she wasn't planning on inviting Hannah to her, or she's worried that Hannah's going to cause a scene at the Johansson show. And I was just like, ooh, don't.
Girly.
You gotta don't say a word. Messenger always gets shot.
You're walking tightrope.
Then we cut to the fashion show.
It's the Johansson event.
It's at like a random house on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, the clothes are...
they're whatever. There's 8 looks total. There's also 20 people in attendance.
She keeps like, saying...
this is a real make or break event.
She goes to the malls, this is my very first catwalk, girl, so we need to make this good. And they're like, okay.
He goes, please don't fucking fall. Don't fucking fall in the pool.
And then she and her skinny sister meet for champagne. And Jess goes, yeah, right. So I'm really nervous.
And guess who comes in? A new power couple. Saskia and Frimi.
Okay. They're hot.
They're hot. Jess goes, they are such a fucking vibe.
Jess calls, but they also, I think they refer to each other as partner, which I'm like.
I like that.
Oh, okay.
Frimi is really chic.
He's created a boutique airline that runs from Sydney to Byron, and it's literally sounds like the Ace Hotel as a prop plane. There's a record machine, cocktails, vintage records, vinyl.
It's sexy. Richard Branson is Australian.
Yeah.
He should invite us to his little island.
Points to ponder.
Much to think about. We need Richard to listen to the pod.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
He's a cool billionaire, so it seems.
He was in a James Bond movie.
Okay, I'm going to rescind my bald daddy Bezos.
For Richard?
For Richard, and I want to go to Richard Branson's island.
Do you know that Kate Winslet saved his mom from a fire on the island? She like dove in and swam her to a boat.
With her husband, Guy Rock and Roll, whatever his name is.
Kate's Richie a real Rock one. And Roll.
Kate really is. Kate's also living like a whole other life that we know
it.
Nothing about.
I love that we don't know much about her.
It's great. She keeps a real air of mystery around her. Also, Kate Blanchett's Australian.
Nicole.
Kate
and Naomi.
Winslet's not Australian, though.
No, she's British.
Naomi and Nicole.
Well,
AMC's number one fan.
Nicole's actually born in Hawaii. Did you know?
I didn't know that.
She moved.
But Naomi Watts is Australian.
Pure blood Australian.
A pure Aussie from down under who had to live in a car and eat Snickers bars before she got famous.
Do you know who else is half Australian?
Who?
Our mutual, one of my best friends in life, Renee Bond.
Renee, yeah.
Australian citizen.
She doesn't have an accent though.
No.
So.
But it's in her blood.
Okay.
Shout out to Renee.
Shout out to Australians. Again, you're killing it.
So Saskia and Frumi. Are just Frimi. Like Frimi are
Frumi. They're Frimi just like has a really, Hobbit vibes.
Yeah, they're just like really chic. She's wearing like this kind of, everyone's wearing black and white and she's wearing orange.
A pop of color.
Which I loved.
Alex walks up to her and he goes, this is an outfit.
She goes, yeah, I don't believe in seasons.
He goes, I'm glad you're in color. Everyone's in black. It's like a funeral.
He's such a bitch.
He's such a fucking cunt. He's also Sarah's pimp now.
I know.
He goes, so what about Nathan? How was that date? Or he's like, how was that hangout? And she goes, well, he made a picnic for me. And he goes, oh, so it was a date. She goes, I don't know.
Yeah, but.
He wants her to be with Nathan.
Yeah.
It's good for her followers.
I don't believe in seasons.
Same.
In Byron Bay, you don't need to believe in seasons. It's always summer.
It's always summer in Byron Bay. I love knowing that the Gold Coast and Byron Bay are really close to each other.
I do too. Nathan has like an awkward exchange with Sarah and then just ignores her, which is very like
straight.
Very, yeah. I was like, that
he's
gave
like,
me.
So he is straight.
Yeah,
after
he is
all.
Straight.
He's like totally bi.
Yeah, it was, but that's very like middle school dance.
I know, and it's also just like, okay, great.
Typical.
Here we go. And Sarah's feeling a little weird.
It's weird.
Hannah enters, all eyes on me style.
She goes to Alex. Nathan's not really, Sarah goes, Nathan's not really acknowledging me. He goes, it's weird, you know? It's weird.
Sarah's confidence can be shattered
by a man.
By literally not, it doesn't even take words.
Hannah arrives, thank God.
Hannah is like, she's main character energy that I really respect.
Oh, yeah.
Because she floats in. And I don't even believe that anyone really like freaked out or acknowledged her all that much. But she walks in as though everyone cheered upon her arrival. And she goes, she's true who me.
I know.
At all times.
I love for
and it. And I love it.
She goes, she gives Jess a card with like a cartoon of Kylie and Kendall at the Met Ball.
And it says, sisters who slay together, stay together. And Jess reads it and she goes, sisters who slay together, stay together? I love you.
And Hannah goes, say, it's Kylie and Kendall. Which one are we?
They love the Kardashians in Australia.
Yeah.
I love that car. When was that car filmed? I wrote, me and Carrie. Sisters, this is a real us moment.
It was.
Sisters who slay together,
sisters
stay
who
together.
Slay together, stay together. I think that's it was filmed.
Don't let Elias hear that.
That was.
He'll go, slay?
Slay?
And I just watched Gladiator yesterday.
Yeah. Slay? I love bobsledding. I do it on... I take it up on...
Slay? I had a slay when I was younger.
I take it out to the outback.
To the outback.
It's winter.
And I just sled down the mountains.
Sled down the mountain. I
slid
sand
down
sled.
The slab.
I sand sled.
I slid down a fucking sand dune not too long ago.
Hannah's very upset. She's here on a. She's here for to support Jess and like pretend to support her, but she's also here to bury the hatchet with Alex, who apparently was heard saying that at the sound bath party that her family, Hannah and her family, are like the Handmaid's Tale people.
She's reeling from Alex, and she's now just roping Sarah in, even though Sarah didn't do a damn thing. She's saying, Alex and Sarah, I'm really concerned. Them. Saying I was like Handmaid's Tale.
And Jess is like, all right, we'll go do it, but don't throw any drinks.
Some really don't cause a scene. Sarah goes, she's sad girl. Sad girl summer.
Well, I go, maybe Nathan's ignoring you because you're annoying and boring.
Well, maybe you should just go talk to him if you really want to talk to him that much. She goes, honestly, I'm spending lots of time alone at the party. And it's kind of sad. Like, I'm just, I guess, alone. And this is the first time I've really been feeling like an outsider in Byron Bay.
You are, girl.
And she goes up to Elias and Kai. She goes, hey, what are you guys doing talking about? And Elias goes, we're just talking about dubstep. And I was like, I'll see myself out. Thank
Elias
you.
Is wearing, he has a nipple ring, by the way.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
No, I saw, I was looking at pictures of him.
Wait, oh, I want to look.
Old pics.
Oh.
He's got a real big nipple ring too, like a hoop, not like a little bar, like a full on.
It is so hot when guys have nipple
it's
rings.
Pretty hot.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique, 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Would you ever get a nipple ring?
No.
I have thought about getting one, but I also have read so many horror stories.
Yeah.
They take forever to heal. And my belly button ring took almost 2 years to heal. So I can only imagine how much a nip takes.
I mean, I got my cartilage pierced. Did you know that?
Where is it now?
It's gone. My mom made me take it out. I had a bar.
That's sexy.
When I went to London, I got a piercing in Camden Town where Amy Winehouse used to be.
You said, I'm punk now, mom.
I said, hey, I'm punk. And I told my parents over Skype. And
you said, God save the queen.
I went, yeah. The fascist resist. And I told them, and they were, their faces. My mom literally went, and my dad goes, is that the gayer?
Was it the gayer?
No, but I said both of them are.
Both of them are, because I'm gay from the inside out. So both ears are gay. Left ear, right ear, it's all the same gay to me. Because I'm gay.
And then I left it in for all my last semester in college. And my mom, when I was home from college, I had a job interview in New York the following day. And my mom came up behind me and took it out of my ear and said, it's time. And flushed it down the toilet.
She placed hands on you.
Not like hard. She delicately took it out of my ear and said, no more.
Wow.
Right?
I love that. Her power.
Rockstar.
Fucking rockstar, Dorothy. What if she took it out and put it in her own ear?
She took it out.
she took it out and put it in her tongue.
So, you know, Sarah and Elias are vibing still.
Hang on. Elias, Byron Bay's nipple ring. Where is it? Show me. God, he's so hot.
Yeah, he's fucking hot.
It doesn't even matter that he's vacant.
No, I want him to like...
I want to lick
blow
him
on the side of the road outside of like a surfing beach.
I want to lick the sweat off his torso.
Yeah.
Just lap it up.
I'm not myself tonight.
What? This is you with your nipple ring.
Ear piercing. I was very British version
this
of...
This is you.
I was very British version of Queer as Folk.
You were gay. Imagine. Gay, gay, gay.
Gay, gay, gay.
Gay, gay, gay. Now I have an earring and I'm the gayest mate
in
all
the land.
Hey, I was
exploring.
I love it. I wish it was still here.
I went with my straight
friend.
Would
you ever pierce ears again?
I was going to. I was with my straight friend, Amir, and we got our ears pierced together. And he got like a stud in his lobe, like a diamond. And I got that. And we were both like, yeah.
It's so cool. I went to... Body Electric, which is very close by where I live, like on Melrose.
Yeah.
That's where I've got my like double ear piercing and not my belly button pierce. I got that in Venice, but...
Venice Beach. Byron Beach. Why isn't there a Venice reality show?
There should be. That's all just like girls wearing hats and scarves and little boots.
And nothing else.
Eating
a scarf. They
eating
wear a scarf.
Chia bowls.
They wear a scarf that goes around their neck and then over their tits and then goes under their in their private
a rompa.
The private area.
But I emailed the guy because he does the thing where he'll do like five ear piercings in your ear, like design a whole ear piercing scheme. And I was like craving like six ear piercings in my ear. But he's very expensive. He said minimum $500 for him to do like a
damn
whole thing. And I was like, well, your prices really went up from when you charged me $75.
I think it's hot when guys have earrings.
I know.
Simon has both his pierced.
It's really sexy. I think you should pierce your ear again. I had my cartilage pierced when I was 13 at Claire's. It weirdly didn't hurt at all. Oh, I didn't even feel mine.
Mine was a little infected.
And mine just never really healed. Because that part of the ear takes a long time to heal. So then I eventually just took it out. But now I want like this pierced.
Ooh.
I know. I want to go like ham on just like some weird piercings in my ears. Anyways.
Elle approaches Sarah and Alex and basically like power plays her into like...
making a fool of herself.
Staying away from Nathan.
Sarah is talking to Elias. Also, Sarah is... I'm realizing like she is our... I'm going to just go with the impression that the Gold Coast is full of sluts.
Does Sarah give you that vibe?
Well, yeah, because she's talking to Elias and he goes, are you vegan? She goes, I'm vegan. She goes, I tried to eat seafood. Like, I tried to eat oysters, but I can put them in my mouth. I just can't swallow them. And then he kind of laughs because he goes, I'm thinking about blowjobs, he says to himself. And then I just think like Sarah, she's giving me that now. Like I have big DSLs and I'm going to say really sexually suggestive stuff to everyone, which I love.
Yeah.
But like Byron Bay is not a place where you get open sexual vibes.
Well, Elle basically slut shames her because she was like, how was the date? She goes, you know, yeah, I reckon you and Nathan are just more friends. I'm like, bitch, yeah, you have a boyfriend. You have it. Like, why do you care? You meddler.
You stab.
Yeah, you stab. And Sarah goes, yeah, it wasn't really a proper date, I guess, because I was wearing underwear and I wasn't wearing heels.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing heels. I was wearing underpants.
And Elle goes, is that a judge of a date for you?
And Sarah goes, yeah, if you're wearing heels and undies, it's a date.
Not undies.
If you're wearing heels and no undies, it's a date.
And you just see Elle's face. Elle goes, wow, well, She goes,
okay.
I'm going to go network over there.
Bye. She goes, that comment was totally Gold Coast and totally trashy. Elle is on a one-woman campaign to cancel the Gold Coast.
Just destroy
Sarah. She's going to fucking atomic bomb the Gold Coast of Australia. Elle is Putin vibes. The Gold Coast is her Ukraine.
I feel like Putin.
And she goes, enough. Why is she so mad? I hope that we learn what her beef is.
Does she say enough?
No, but she's always just... She's the number one Gold Coast hater.
Yeah, leave the Gold Coast alone.
Like, who hurt her?
Someone. Maybe she's
secretly from the Gold Coast?
She might be.
Is one of her... She has relatives in the Gold Coast?
I hope we uncover from her past.
I hope someone goes Dale to the library style and looks up Elle's family tree and realizes that she has great ties and connections to the Gold Coast.
Her dad was the mayor of the Gold Coast.
Her family is our president of the Gold Coast. Her last name is Gold Coast.
Elle Gold Coast. Hannah approaches Alex and basically like calls him and Sarah out for... She's like, so what was my family? Were they the ones who are forcing girls to be raped or the ones being raped?
She goes, so yeah, this is in reference to you saying the Handmaid's Tale at my party. So which one were we? And then she basically forces Alex to...
But he basically doesn't, he's like, I don't apologize.
You don't take the bait.
He's like, he kind of just goes, yeah, I don't know.
No, you were the golden ones. The light was shining on you. You're the emerging beauties. And I was like, I'm obsessed with that pivot because that's exactly something what I would do in that situation.
Hannah, and it leaves
Hannah. Lie and charm my way out of it.
But it leaves Hannah like kind of bewildered.
And she goes, okay.
Okay.
She loves it.
So the fashion show happens and Jess walks out before with her little champagne glass. And she goes, yeah, so I'm so excited to have everyone here for the Johansson House fashion show.
I'm looking at 16 people.
She goes, to my new friends and my old ones. And then you see Hannah and she goes, she waves like a mom to her kid in a play.
Hannah goes, I'm so proud of you, babe.
And then so the fashion show happens. It's a show. It's definitely something.
It's an 8 Luke show.
Yeah. And then Alex is just ripping it to shreds as it's happening.
Alex sidles up next to Saskia. And Saskia, he goes, hey, what do you think of the show so far? And she goes, well, it's very progressive for Byron Bay. And he goes, progressive for Byron Bay? It's all neutrals. Neutrals, whites, and taupes, and creams.
And she goes, yeah, I reckon it's taken heaps of years for her to get to this point. And he goes, he's like,
6 years.
6 years for 8 looks. Okay. I'm like, he's not wrong.
He's there to read.
Yeah. We were craving
a gay villain.
He's a gay cunt and
we need him to go even further. He goes, what do you think of this look? And it's like the girl in like a shirt dress walking down. And she gets, Sassy goes, now I would wear that one. He is very Pirates of the Caribbean.
He's iconic.
I want to invite him to people's birthday parties just so that he can talk shit in the background.
Yeah, you know how
we
like,
need one person. You need one person at every party to be a shit fucking stir.
You know how Mrs. Maisel used to get paid to like start combos at parties?
Yeah.
We need a shit. Someone needs to get paid.
Villains.
Yeah.
Australian gay villains to go around and talk shit.
Well, you know who's, but you know who is floored by the line? Jade. He goes, Jess killed it, and I'm totally going to post it on my Instagram.
He documents the entire show.
Yeah. It's like the only fashion show he's ever been to. I'm sorry.
He gives Jess a huge bouquet of flowers afterwards, and he goes, these are for you. And she goes, oh. And he goes, yeah, I know. I love being like, yeah, I know about the beautiful flowers you're giving someone else. We all need to channel more Jade energy.
More Jade and
in
more
our
Alex.
Day-to-day. What can you bring to every interaction that's a little bit Jade and a little bit Alex?
And no, less Sarah.
Not Sarah.
Or Elle.
Noel. And very, how can you be as Hannah as possible?
Sarah, well, Elias comes out of
just
the surf.
Just call him what you want to call him.
Elle comes out of the surf and he's like just looking like a fucking cock tower. Like I just, you know what I mean?
And he's made of throbbing
veiny
cocks.
He's a grandfather clock made out of dick.
Mm-hmm.
And he just comes out. And then he looks over and he goes, oh, hi. And Sarah's just on the beach.
In a bikini.
Looking so thin and giant tits and with giant, giant headphones on. She goes, oh, hi.
What was she doing?
I don't know. And they start
what time is it?
8 p.m.
They're meeting in the mist.
She goes, yeah, so how was the surf? And he's like, it was great. He's like, you having a good time? She's like, yeah, I'm just listening and writing some songs. And then they start talking and... She, within 2 minutes of talking to him, she's like, I'm feeling sort of alone here. I don't know what to do. And then she starts crying.
Yeah, she starts weeping. But I'm also like...
But he loves it.
He loves it. And she knows exactly what she's doing. Like, If you're that hot in a bikini, and when you're hot and really sad, it's disarming. And it makes men want to take care of you.
He's totally in love with her.
He's fallen for it. And he's going to now tell her everything she needs to know.
But basically, he throws Nathan under the bus. And he just says that she's basically like a total fuckboy. And that she should stay away from him. And he doesn't actually like him.
Yeah. She goes, do you think he's a playa? You think he's a fuckboy? He's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah. Or, yeah, you know, I reckoned he was a good guy when I first met him. And then all of a sudden I started seeing him out and I was really like, I don't want to be part of that life. I was like, damn.
I'm like, okay, I'll swallow your cock, whatever you
yeah.
want.
Yeah. She's like, let me at it.
Put that oyster in my mouth, daddy.
I would do a seafood tower with him.
Same. I'll be in that tower. We don't have to touch or even make eye contact. You take the front, I'll take the back. Or the other way around.
We're Eiffel Towering.
We'll Eiffel Tower Elias. We'll human centipede. He can be the middle.
I'll be in the front.
Okay, I'll eat his ass. I don't care. We'll shower with him, but separately. We don't look at each other. But we just let each other know when we're like out of the vicinity. So I'm... But Elias
is
a constant.
I go, Lars, knock 3 times, please. And you go, all right.
And you go, hang on, I'm just putting my towel on. I'm going to step out of the room. And I go, okay, just let me know. Knock 3 times and you're out of the room. And that's how we both fuck him at the same time.
Knock 3 times, Lars.
I go, Kerry, have you come yet? Knock 3 times and you've come and you're getting out of the room, okay? And you go, all right. And I just put headphones on so I don't even hear it.
You put on Sarah's headphones.
I put Sarah's headphones right on, start listening to all my favorite music. And then later I hear a knock.
All right, love, it's over. Your turn.
All right, I'm dressed and he's ready for you.
That's the ultimate gay ally, gay girl ally friendship.
It's where we don't look at each, we don't even look at each other. But we have both fucked the same person. In succession. I'm really envisioning a vision that came to me as us and Byron. Just like living there for a couple weeks, podcasting.
I could do a Byron stint.
Just a small
stint. A semester
stint.
Abroad in Byron?
Yeah. Just a chance to really live, laugh, love, and bar and buy.
Do you think the Australian government would pay for us to go?
I'm like, we will be tourism whores for you. Don't you need us to like...
Yeah, all right. I reckon I could do a trip to Byron and just be sort of like an ambassador from Los Angeles. Not from the Americas, but from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles goes to Byron.
Where are you from? I'm from Los Angeles, America.
I think, honestly, like, I could just, I'm like...
You'd be a shill for the
what
state.
What readers can make this happen? I know I just saw it.
We have, I mean, we have a strong Aussie.
We have connected readers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like make us, just help us live in Byron for a couple weeks.
Hell, I'll go to the Gold Coast.
I would go literally anywhere.
Just take me to Australia.
I don't want to really go to the Outback, but I would.
Oh, I want to go to the Outback.
We'll go ride in the Outback.
But I'm also afraid of like going missing.
Well, I'll beard you in the Outback.
Okay.
I'll be like, he's straight. Don't worry about it, man.
No, I'm not talking about even gay violence. I'm talking about just backpacking.
You know, okay, wait. Can I give you a movie recommendation for you and Simon to watch that's really going to send you to a true place?
Yeah.
Wake and Fright. It's an Australian, old 70s.
I watched it.
You did?
On Shudder with Donald Pleasance. Yeah, the teacher goes to the teacher. It's fucking crazy.
It's so good.
It's also like really gay.
It's really gay.
And Donald Pleasance, who was in Halloween, isn't it? And it's terrifying.
It's a true Australian horror tale.
Yeah. Also a really
good. We won't go Wolf Creek vibes. We'll stick to the edges of the island.
A really good Australian movie, by the way, is called These Final Hours. And it's the guy who's in Wolf Creek who gets away. And Shiv Roy is in it.
Australian queen.
As a bit player. And the girl who played Siobhan in Mare of Easttown is in it.
Wow.
Another Aussie queen.
There are so many.
And it's about an asteroid hitting the Earth.
Incredible.
Coming next week, though, Alex... I accidentally watched a little bit of the episode 3, and apparently Alex finds out that Jade's biggest followership is in Turkey and Iraq.
Turkey.
So
I believe that he has like a heavy influence in Turkey. He kind of looks Turkish.
He has, and he's like med spa vibes.
Yeah.
But Alex claims that having followerships in Turkey and Iraq and like places like India mean that you have a lot of fake followers. And I'm like, Alex, I think you're just a hater.
Alex is a hater.
He's a jader.
And also, like, okay, so buy your clients some fucking followers and let's get this money.
Yeah, maybe you'd be more successful.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'd always... I mean...
I haven't bought always, followers ever, but I've thought
nor,
about
nor
it.
Nor I. I mean, I've heard people... Whenever you find out someone's bought followers, you hear the rumors and you're like, ooh. But...
At this point, I think it's very, like, destigmatized. Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never done it either. But I'm also like, if Jade wants to do that. Let Jade do his thing and buy like
Jade's
Turkish
fucking driving.
Followers.
Yeah. And it's working for him.
Yeah. He's the most.
His engagement seems still pretty good. Even if a lot of them are fake, he's still getting like, I think a pretty good conversion rate on like likes. Have you gotten heaps of engagement?
And if you have, maybe your clients would get more heaps of invasion if you followed the Jade protocol, Alex. You'd be lucky if Jade was one of your stable.
Should we try and live like influencers for a week?
No.
Okay, fine. Maybe I will.
All right. Well, guys, again, listen up, Australian listeners. Spread the word about Byron Bay's being owned.
This is a podcast, so you better listen up.
You better listen up. Spread the word that we are doing Bays of Our Lives.
Spread the word that
we are
dying to go to Byron Bay in Melbourne. I also, that movie with Robin Wright and Naomi Watts where they both fuck each other's sons in Melbourne is real one to watch that I've never forgotten. And I want to go spend time in Melbourne too. So if any, and I would also go to Sydney or as we said, the Gold Coast. So if any listeners can help make that happen.
Yeah, I reckon if you could help make that and please
let us know.
I do feel like my accent got better in this.
It did. Please get in touch with Carrie and let him know that his accent improved massively.
No longer bismal and only slightly bismal.
Love just bismal.
Bismal. Yeah, Carrie, sorry. I'm sorry, mate, but it was truly bismal.
I love to say this, your accent did improve, but it could get even better, but I know it will.
It's a little dog shit.
It's a little shit, but...
Anyway, though, guys...
I'm going to spend a lot of time for the rest of my Friday Googling Byron Bay.
Also, if there are tickets on sale for our June tour, it's coming up quicker than you think.
It's heading up right now,
It's about 2 months away.
Yeah, and every description of the episodes will include links to buy tickets. So if you're wondering where to go, you can either click on the links in our social bios, or you can just go to the description of this podcast episode and you'll see all the dates and links to buy tickets. Come see us in Denver, Minneapolis, Detroit, or Philly. Philly's for sure selling out. Like, it's getting there. And the Philly heads know what's up, because they've already seen the magic happen. And you know it's a good show when I wasn't even there. I literally had to be on a screen.
It sold out.
Fucking rocked the house down. We both had the most fun.
We had so much fun.
The audience had a great time.
Oh, I can't. I'm craving my city.
You can have a great time with us on separate coasts hosting a show. Then imagine how great of a time you can have with both of us.
In person.
So listen up to this podcast.
And guys, we love you.
Love and light.
Love and light to you and Byron Bay. Bye.
Bye.
Editing services provided by
Friend of the Pod Production.